B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Closer Radio with the Judas. So all week long, the theme has been celebrating defense. Eagles defense. We love defense, man. Talk about defense being the soul of the town. And because it is, we decided to highlight some great Eagle defensive performances. And so we did the body bag game on Monday. We did the sacking of Roethlisberger 9 times yesterday. And today, great one. They won that 0-4 title game to get to the Super Bowl. Remember, no TO in that NFC Championship game. And they won it by owning Mike Vick and the Falcons. So we're going to go throwback to that incredible defensive performance. Now, it's important to know, leading up to the game, I'm going to flash back myself to the Friday before it would be January 21st, Andrew. I did a show outside City Hall on that Friday. It was me and Steve Martorano, who was ill. And it was freezing, dude. Freezing. And a little bit later on, we did the show outside, right outside City Hall. And then a little later on, we did a pep rally on South Street. And it was bitter. Like in the 6-degree range bitter. And we were expecting a bad storm, Judas. We were in the middle of a polar vortex. And we were expecting a nor'easter to come through. Now, we didn't know when it was going to hit. As of Friday, we were worried about the game. That Philadelphia would be under a snowfall, a blanket of snow for the NFC Championship game. And that we feared that would be the great evener to the game. But the storm picked up, as the nor'easters do, and it rolled through Saturday morning, and it dumped over a foot of snow on the Delaware Valley, and we woke up to blustery conditions. The Eagles got volunteers to help shovel out the snow, and we couldn't wait. And so, let us go to Sunday, January 23rd, 2005, Eagles-Falcons, Lincoln Financial Field, kickoff, 3:08 p.m., on Fox, the call, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and Chris Collinsworth. How about that, Andrew? Chris Collinsworth on the call.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Right? Remember, it was a three-man booth. And Collinsworth, this is before NBC had the rights to Sunday Night Football. ESPN had it on Sunday night. ABC had it on Monday night. But we go to 2004. The championship game. And we'll start with the opening kickoffs. Falcons win the toss and elect to receive.
The Atlanta Falcons won the toss. They received. That means they will be working into the wind here in the first quarter. You see the wind gusting up to 37 miles per hour. And Jim Mora, 43-year-old Jim Mora, the 12th head coach in Falcons history, set the single season record as a rookie head coach with a total of 11 wins during the regular season. And no head coach in the history of the Eagles has won more games than Andy Reid. But what's been hanging over forward is Rossum, who had such a big week last weekend. Out to the 19, that is it. He was dropped immediately.
Wow. Listen to the crowd, the link, rocking. How about this on the text board? You ready? Tunis, defense, defense, defense. If they don't score, we don't lose. Tell me you don't want to run through a wall. You know who's the author of that?
No.
A man who had a big role in that 2004 NFC title game. Stags.
Oh, what's up, Stags?
How awesome is that?
It's awesome.
Before the second play from scrimmage, Joe Buck goes over the Eagles' defense. Here are the starters. And then here, the bullet. Keith Adams stop Warrick Dunn after a meager gain of one.
And we look at the defense for Philadelphia. Jim Johnson's crew. Jim Johnson, the most aggressive blitzer in the NFC. Up front, Kurse, Simon, Walker, and Burgess. They get Hollis Thomas back for the playoffs, and that's big when you play against a guy like Vic. To try to rotate in fresh defensive linemen. Trotter is such a difference maker at middle linebacker, and three Pro Bowlers in their very good secondary. Second and eight. Hand off is to Dunn. Dunn picks up one. Keith Adams again. And it's Adams who's getting the start in place of the injured Mark Simoneau, a former Falcon.
How about that? The bullet. I used to like the bullet. I was not a Simoneau man. Next play, third and seven for Atlanta. Michael Vick looking to make magic. But he runs into Brian Dawkins and company. Listen.
Third down and seven. Vick going to try and run for it. Dawkins was his first to get his hands on him. And out to the 25, time for a punt from Atlanta. A gain of only two. And Brian Dawkins, the Pro Bowl free safety, was the first to get his mitts on Michael Vick.
And that's going to be the key throughout this entire game. You see Michael Vick, he's looking to throw the ball to his left. Look at the lane that he's got to run. Typically, he's been able to outrun people to the sideline. Brian Dawkins attacked him and got him before he was able to get out in space.
They had it figured out. They had Mike Vick figured out. Eagles on offense now. Drive into Atlanta territory. Fourth down. And he looks around. He sends the field goal unit out. It was cold and it was windy. And it was going to be a 50-yarder. Here's what happened.
I don't think there's any doubt that distance-wise, Akers, who's a strong kicker, Troy, anyway, can get it to or through the uprights. The question is, what's the wind going to do with it during its flight with the wind straight at the back of Akers right here?
Well, and he's talked about it and the impact the wind has on his kicks, and even he is not exactly sure once the ball gets in flight what the wind may do.
Instead, they flip it. Lewis, and a great stop by this defense for Atlanta.
And once again, the Atlanta Falcons special teams come up absolutely huge. In the game last week against the St. Louis Rams, Joe DeCamillis' bunch basically won the football game along with the running game. They come right back with their first challenge in this one and make another huge play. Anybody else may have been caught off guard. They play it perfectly and turn the ball back over to their offense.
Wow. Falcons.
Wait, no, Collinsworth rooting against the Eagles again.
Sounds like it. He's a hater.
Doesn't matter what damn network he's on, he hates the Eagles.
Falcons have decent field position to start their drive, but it didn't matter. Jim Johnson, Spags, that crew. Man, they were strong that day. Third and seven. Vick drops back to throw. And he swarmed.
Vick to his right. Looking for room to run.
fires it out. Up for grabs, and the pass incomplete. Algie Crumpler was fighting for it, and Vic is having trouble getting up. But Michael Vick's go-to guy is Algie Crumpler. They're tied in. He's the leading receiver on this team. First, you're going to see the pressure that Michael Vick gets under. They take a lick on him. Down the field, Jeremiah Trotter is going to be the one who's shadowing under Algie Crumpler. That's who Vick was looking for. He could not throw it on time. He tried to make an ill-advised pass late. Lucky that ball wasn't intercepted.
Wow, yes, that's right. Vick wanted nothing to do with the cold. Mike, I still remember that day, man. He couldn't wait to run from the field to those sidelines with the heater and the big warm jacket. All right, after just a 7-yard punt by Chris Moore of the Falcons, the Eagles start their drive at their own 30. And soon, the great number 36 would put his fingerprints on the football game.
You know, you're talking about a defense for the Atlanta Falcons, guys, that at Kansas City in a 56-10 loss in October allowed 8 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, Arthur Blank took out a full-page ad apologizing to the fans after that, too.
Inside handoff on 2nd and 6 to Westbrook. Brian Westbrook is down to the 26. They'll mark him at the 25. 36-yard run for number 36 of the Eagles.
Wow! Roll the West! And then it's 5. Look, remember, without T.O., 5 looking for a playmaker. He goes to L.J. Smith, who gives you a little yak. And gets the Eagles down to the 4-yard line. The very next play, 5 hands off to that Dorsey Levins.
First and goal from the 4. Dorsey Levins stays on his feet and gets it to the 1. And now, with that second effort, touchdown.
The left with the right guard position is just going to simply turn his man out, Antoine Lake, on that one and just create a huge hole up the middle for Dorsey Levins. This has been a very physical drive as the Eagles come back and just run the ball right at the Atlanta Falcons on this one.
Wow. Eagles up 7-0. Falcons, you forget, the next drive was a good one. They go all the way to just inside the Birds' 5-yard line. And now, a town that's in love with defense, love the next 3 plays. Take a listen to this.
Well, this is where the Eagles pride themselves, one of the best in the league, at keeping people out of the end zone. On first and goal, they hand to Duckett. Duckett runs into Jeremiah Trotter, Hollis Thomas, Keith Adams, for a 2nd and goal.
That time, Keenan Forney tried to cut Hollis Thomas, and he missed. And Thomas was able to make the play in the backfield.
They faked the toss, and that pass batted down. Michael Lewis got up and knocked it away. It'll be 3rd and goal. Duckett is split out to the bottom of the screen. Vic, with time. Michael Vick won't get there to the 5. He lost yardage. Hollis Thomas. Vick did all he could, but Thomas closed it down in the end.
Wow. This is that defense. By the way, Hollis was a great player, man. He was a really, really good defensive tackle. He was quick. He would move. He was strong. Whole team could play it. So, Eagles hold them to a field goal. It's 7-3. Let's give a little love to 5. Because on the next drive, it's 3rd and 11. McNabb, he scrambles. He's moving. He bounces to the outside. And he finds Freddie Mitchell on a big play.
What Ed Donatell talked about was not only the threat of the run, but the way he moves around in the pocket and buys time for somebody to get open. McNabb in trouble. is on his feet. Unbelievable. Throws, has a man, Mitchell. What a play. First down, Philadelphia. And that is the brilliance of Donovan McNabb.
Very next play, five again comes up big. He goes downfield to Greg Lewis, G-Lou.
First down inside Atlanta territory. McNabb going to air it out. Greg Lewis adjusts, makes the catch, and Lewis is down inside the five. Working on Christian Morton. And a 45-yard completion into the wind, into the arms of Greg Lewis.
And sometimes you got to take shots like this because the wind actually helps Philadelphia in this situation. The wind gets a hold of it. It's underthrown. Greg Lewis sees it. He comes back, and he's able to make the play. The DB never gets turned to see the ball.
Amazing. Truly amazing. Two plays later, you're in the end zone. An amazing catch. Costly catch by another man named Lewis. Your tight end, Chad Lewis.
Alonzo Ephraim, number 76, is eligible. An extra tackle. McNabb back in the end zone. Lewis. Touchdown.
Touchdown. 14-3. Birds. So the next moment we got to share with you is one of the iconic hits of all time. The leader in the Brian Dawkins highlight reel. The hit on Algie Crumpler when Crumpler crumpled. Listen to this.
Falcons love it. It's first down. Just outside the Philadelphia 40. Vic, little pump fake. Now over the middle. Crumpler, what a throw, what a hit, what a catch. Algie Crumpler hung on after getting a vicious blow from Brian Dawkins.
Boy, Algie Crumpler runs routes like a wide receiver, and he catches the ball like a bull. He took a huge shot at the end of that play by Dawkins, but watch the little double move now on Michael Lewis turn out. Go right back up, and at regular speed, look at the clean hit by Brian Dawkins. Just a great shot. One of those, you'll think about that one later.
Now, we forget that he held on, right? So, Crumpler holds on. Next play, Warrick Dunn. And he cuts the Eagles' lead to 14-10.
They get a left to let the game clock wind down to 2 minutes. Instead, they hand to Dunn. And Warrick Dunn is into the end zone. And what an answer by the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, that's just huge, Joe. Yeah, I talked about it a little bit earlier. You had to get some plays from your passing game. They come out on second down. They get the pass to Peerless Price. They get the big game there to Algie Crumpler. And they come away with a touchdown here right before half.
Peerless Price. Do you remember him, Tunis?
Yes.
Wide receiver?
Playing 04 Madden.
Yeah.
That's really the only reason why.
Coming out of college, I loved him. Peerless Price. He was, I thought he was going to be a star.
Hey, the Falcons were a cheat code when he played Madden 04.
All right, but remember, the Eagles had lost the previous three NFC Championship games. Two of them at home. And when the Falcons scored to cut the lead to 14-10, we were worried. And here it was. They start the second half, and the offense gets three to make it 17-10. And we needed the defense to step up, and it really did. Take a listen to this drive being thwarted early by the dog, Derek Burgess.
Play action from Vic. Vic knocked down and sacked. Darlin Walker, Derek Burgess, and another example of this Philadelphia defensive front staying there in front of Michael Vick and giving him nowhere to go. It becomes a chess match between Jim Johnson and then the offensive coordinator, Greg Knapp. That time, Jim Johnson played coverage. You see there, he's got four deep, and then he brought the pressure up front with his defensive line. Nowhere to throw the football for Vick, and the line got to him before he could get rid of
him. Huge, because it completely derailed that series. Falcons punt. Eagles get the ball back. They go 3-and-out. Actually, they got a first down, but then they had to punt. So Falcons get the ball right back. And on their next drive, it's once again the defense making a play. And this is why he's a Hall of Famer.
The Eagles and the Falcons battling for a trip to Jacksonville and Super Bowl 39. 17-10. The Eagles on top, starting from their own 14. Open with a throw and a pass picked off by Dawkins. Brian Dawkins with the interception. And Dawkins is down to the 10. Crumpler, the intended receiver. And Vic threw it right to Dawkins.
Did you get chills hearing that crowd?
Yeah, that crowd erupting is great.
I mean, that's the only thing we're going to miss. They bring football back without that roar. That roar special. Now, Eagles have the ball to 10, thanks to the beat-off interception. They can't get into the end zone, but they get a field goal to make it a two-score game. It's 20-10, so we jump to the fourth quarter. Falcons with the ball. 10 minutes left in the game. Falcons design bootleg for Vic. But you know who's there? Derek Burgess. Not fooled. Listen to this big play.
All right, Pam, thanks. 3 sacks today of Michael Vick for this Philadelphia defense. As Vic keeps it, Burgess in his way, and Burgess makes a fantastic play. The fourth sack of the day for this Philadelphia defense.
Well, they have basically been forced because Javon Kearse is on the other side of the field. The defensive move Jim Johnson made, they're going to put Derek Burgess on the backside. And because they haven't been able to hurt him with that cutback run, Burgess and Kearse on the bootleg has been able to sit out there and make those plays time after time.
Wow. That was awesome, man. Burgess was great, Judas. He was underrated. It's a shame he went to Oakland. He was a hell of a player. He was nasty. Guys were afraid of Derek Burgess. All right, so the Eagles force Atlanta to punt, and they're looking to ice the game. They drive it all the way inside the 5-yard line when McNabb finds Chad Lewis. And this is the one he gets hurt on, but it's his second touchdown catch of the game.
Now one play away, and Jeffrey Lurie knows it. If they can convert this into a touchdown, we're going to see pandemonium in a stadium like maybe you've never seen it before.
Third and goal. Play action. Lewis. Touchdown, and they will celebrate. Chad Lewis with his second touchdown catch of the day, capping an 11-play drive that takes nearly 7 minutes off the clock.
What a drive, and it was it. It iced it. Now just over three minutes left in the game. Falcons had the ball inside Eagles territory. 4th and 8. Clock winding down. Brian Dawkins begins to celebrate.
4th and 8. Vic throws incomplete, and the Eagles will take over. And after 3 years of January frustration, let freedom ring, Philadelphia. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
First of all, hallelujah! The interception was huge, but Howie and I and JB and Coach Jimmy Johnson were watching, and the hit on Algie Crumpler after the catch was pretty much a statement.
I tell you what, I wanted to set a tone. We wanted to set a tone as a team. It's not just me. It's some defense. It's my line. It's Burgess. It's Kearse. All them boys tried. We came and we brought it. Every don't go play.
Yeah. Jesus, Judas. Was that ridiculous? Oh, there it was. The Eagles go into the Super Bowl. We'll come back. I'd love to talk about that as well. We'll throw that into the conversation. What an amazing, amazing moment, man. Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.